Hello and welcome to the Friday, May 30th, 2014 edition of the Sand Senet Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm the recording from Jacksonville, Florida. First, quick update on TrueCrypt. There is no update, really. It's still the same situation. We don't really have any more information. Still a lot of speculation. This site is still defaced. I guess by now it's safe to assume that TrueCrypt is gone for good. And with that, let's talk about more speculations and what may go wrong if you start actually looking at your logs. We have that happen from time to time where people write in who start to look at the logs and now they see all kinds of weird stuff. And the problem really is that logs are not necessarily written to be clear and actually tell you what's going on. They're typically written by developers who intimately know what the software does and really more or less use it as debug messages for themselves. So I put up two log messages that I just found in my Mac logs, and a couple of users also contributed comments about this topic. It's certainly not easy to make sense of logs and actually figure out what's going on with your system. As a rule of thumb, if it's logged, it's probably not bad. For example, in firewalls, a blocked packet that's being logged. Well, it's a packet the firewall blocked. What you're usually more concerned about than what you see in your logs is what you don't see in the logs. And that's the real problem. It's always really hard to prove that the system is not infected with whatever. And some Iranian hackers were caught using pretty clever social media techniques in order to convince their victims, high-ranking US military and government officials, to click on malicious links. The ruse went pretty easy. What happened was that they set up a fake news site that essentially just copied news articles from legitimate sites but republished them under the names of these fake journalists. Then these journalists sent messages to government officials claiming to work on a story, and after they gained their trust, they then sent them links or attachments that led to the systems of these officials getting exploited. To make this more plausible, they also had set up social media accounts in order to support their biography. Overall, of course, this is not new. We have seen this before. Social media does not check who you are, so everybody can set up an account in anybody's name. We have also seen well-known personalities being impersonated by social media accounts. So the old rule applies, don't click on that link. iSight Partners originally broke this story. They say the activity started about 3 years ago and they did disseminate now indicators of compromise. And talking about getting victims to install malware, finally someone came out with a little fake Heartbleed bug remover tool. Remember, we warned about this back when Heartbleed first came out, that we'll soon see some fake removal tools that essentially are kind of like a fake antivirus going to compromise your system. There is no need for such a Heartbleed bug removal tool for your users, so make sure you don't run one. This particular Trojan turns out to be a keylogger and it is disseminated via emails that advertise this free, after all, Heartbleed bug removal tool. And while we are talking about fake applications, there's also a fake version of WeChat going around. WeChat is a very popular Chinese instant messaging software. This particular fake version does include a banking Trojan. And the way it works is that certain features in WeChat cost money. So if you're trying to set up one of those features, it just asks you for your bank details to use them then to get access to your account. And if you're using SAP's NetWeaver integration platforms, be aware it is exploitable and you should update if you're still running NetWeaver version 7.2. The vulnerability does allow remote access to any table within SAP's central user administration. So certainly this is a critical flaw. Make sure it is going to be patched quickly. And well, that's it for today. And I don't think I mentioned yet, Sans Fire coming up in June in Baltimore. If you haven't registered yet, if you're interested, sign up while all the good classes are still available. Great location, actually. It's right next to Camden Park, the baseball stadium in Baltimore, close to Inner Harbor. So really great location, great classes. And we have quite a few of our Internet Storm Center handlers on site for evening talks. Thanks, and talk to you again on Monday.